Chuck has a moment. Goes deep down the sideline. And the catch is made. And taking it in is Chris Olave for a Saints touchdown. He left the defender in smoke.
KSC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where that was Chris Olave. One of the notes coming out from yesterday's joint practice with the Saints. We're going to do a little Dallas Cowboys news and questions of the day, and I actually want to start with the Saints. Chris Olave exited the joint practice with the Cowboys, which, and I'm not saying that means it has to be a big thing or anything like that, but when you see Jordan Tyson is out, going to miss about 2 months. When you find out that Alvin Kamara is also out now at least a month with an MCL sprain,
that's all their receivers, dude.
Yeah,
whether it
ends up being a big deal or not, in the moment, if you're a Saints fan, aren't you like, what the hell?
Yeah,
it was almost as bad as that Chargers practice yesterday.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, with Tyler Biotic.
And they had
out
two other injuries.
And I know somebody's probably sitting there going, hey, Alvin Kamara's a running back, dumbass.
He's a pass catcher.
Like, he's one of their main pass catchers as well. And you know that if you play fantasy sports, too. But, yeah, dude, like, Jordan Tyson's situation, Olave, did he come back and practice after the fall he had with Caleb Downs? I can't remember if I. So here's what ended up happening yesterday. As I was following along, I would see like a post from Nick Harris, and then 10 minutes later, a post from Tommy Yarish, or vice versa.
Right.
And so they were all like, I was trying to figure out the timing on everything, and maybe that timing was wrong. But yeah, man, that's a lot of wide receivers at the top end for you that you got to be concerned about. Fortunately, you're not quite into season yet. But that's not a good thing. Olave was torching Downs yesterday. It was fun to watch because Downs needs it a little bit. He needs the iron, sharpening the iron. I'm not that concerned about it, but that was Olave being the veteran he is. What was it, Ohio State on Ohio State too?
Can I give a shout out then to Joseph Hoyt? Who somebody on Twitter was like, what are you talking about? He's doing amazing. And Hoyt was like, I know, right? It's almost like I'm there watching it myself. I was like, oh, sick burn right there.
But then on the other side, though, it looked like George Pickens was absolutely abusing the Saints. So there was some good action involved with a lot of, I do wonder, and it's Mickey's fault. Mickey Spagnuolo will be on with us at noon. There was part of me yesterday that was reading all the quotes from Schottenheimer and just going, this is all BS. He's like, oh, you know, we needed to get good work in, we needed this. But he kept going, but we're not taking anybody's S. But we won't take anybody's S. Like, that's the part that you, as a coach, you're like, you're saying the things of, we had to get this work done, but you're proud that your group said, not in our place.
Right.
You're not going to come sit on our couch and put your feet up on my table. No, that's not how it's going to work.
And I appreciate that. But has Araku's gone too far?
It's two times he's thrown punches.
With that in it, Shoddy, man, afterwards, he's like, we're going to have a conversation. And it was more than just that, but I appreciate what you're saying. But, like, we have to use some level of discrepancy, right, on a day that was filled with fights.
He said, it's not just me. It's going to have to be Christian Parker and Quinn Williams. Like, it's going to have to be the leadership that has the conversation with him to let him know that we're on his side, but we also need him to understand these things and not to let this happen in a game. For what reasons? A, if you're not on the field, you can't help us.
Right.
You should have learned that the last time we sent you away from our own practice when you had to go be alone by yourself.
That's a good point.
But if you're not on the field, it hurts us, and you can't help. Also, if you take a swing at somebody, you're not on the field, and you could break your wrist. And how's that going to help us?
Yeah.
Like, there are lots of problems with that specific move that he did. Hey, dude, I don't care. Do the Jon Snow. Pull the sword out and fight the entire New Orleans Saints team. I saw that tweet yesterday. I loved it. I think it was Nick Harris that posted that one.
He's a great person to follow.
Yes. All of these guys are fantastic. But I love you saying, I'll take on everybody.
Yeah.
But somebody's saying, is Donovan having a bad camp? I don't I don't know per se about that, but this one specific thing.
But I don't think he's having a great camp.
Is, yeah, because you would hear otherwise. You know what? Let's ask Mickey that later, too. This one specific thing cannot happen in the regular season. It cannot happen. It can't boil over in a playoff game where you take a swing at somebody, because then you're off. Once you take a swing, you're off the field. So I know there was a lot going on yesterday, but that was an interesting. I will say this: one of the most ridiculous moments was during, I believe, that fight, and somebody's helmet was removed, and then one of the Saints players picked that helmet up and threw it up in the sky, and I was just like, "That's really funny." I just thought it was really funny.
Well, you probably won't be surprised to know that Brock Recksteiner, the son of mathematical genius Scott Steiner, essentially hit a what kind of looked like a German suplex on, I believe it was Jalen Thompson that he hit it on, right?
We went back and watched the footage on that, and it was Jalen Thompson, who I'm proud put his nose in there and said, "Hey, guys, I'll look at this. I think it was a sucker punch, Kevin, kind of situation. It was one of those, hey, you're doing this, I'm going to grab you out of nowhere." He didn't know. You know, that was one of those suplexes that just came out of nowhere. That was one of those, what do you guys call it in the wrestling world, whenever that guy just pops up out of nowhere and you're like, where'd he come from? That's one of those moves.
I was about to say what Gorilla Monsoon used to call it, but that's probably not culturally appropriate anymore. But yeah, I know it is shocking that the guy who's already been suspended for early in the season, that is the son of Scott Steiner, did in fact get...
I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning!
I really thought it was 133 and a third. I'm glad his percentage is even better. And seriously,
he's like a pitcher.
Hopefully it's not during the show. Perhaps you can multitask in a commercial break as long as you're not in your car. Just look up the Scott Steiner math promo. Listen to it in all of its gloriousness.
We played it a couple times before.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It really, really is incredible. And so word is, it looked like there were about six fights there. And I know that will get a lot of people talking. Here are other things from the game. I'm going to shout out, from the joint practice. I want to shout out Todd Archer. And this is what we're starting with. The Cowboys punt team was called for two penalties during drills, including one which negated a long return for Kamonte Turpin. I almost got to the point with the Cowboys last year that any time they had a long return, I just assumed that there was a flag somewhere on the field. Because otherwise, I was like, how did you spring that otherwise?
Yeah. Whenever all things were equal, they didn't get that yardage. And so, and you never saw those moments. Now, again, I don't know if it is the blocking or if it's the guy that doesn't have the vision to see the hole and take advantage of that. But, that's for the coach to figure out and to set up. You're right. This was something that was a problem also already in Seattle with special teams.
Yes.
And then you have it in the joint practice again. And, Kevin, I don't know if you're not going to see it in Arizona or against Arizona. Now, the question is, we can debate this all day. Are these the guys that will be the special teams unit whenever the season starts? Who knows? Some of those dudes might be cut. They might not be on the team anymore. We don't know. But the simple fact is, it is something that in somewhere in the teaching and somewhere in the way that you do things, it's not working for you.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I just hope it doesn't plague the team, a team that could be good at two phases of the game.
That right now and your offensive tackles have clearly emerged to the front of concerns for me as we navigate our way through a training camp. Todd Archer's got Dak Prescott down as 20 for 25 in the joint practice. That is unofficial. He was picked off once, likely would have been sacked twice because, you know, we talk about keep people off the ground. So, and they usually let you continue the play. Even if you're like dead to rights, they'll let you continue the play. In red zone work, he had three touchdown passes on six plays. So some positive to go with some negative.
Do you think that there is a backup plan if Steele isn't good?
I kind of wondered if that's why they shifted the entirety of the second team offensive line. I'm not saying that absolutely means it, but I wonder if they're like, let's take a look at this and see if we see a standout on the right side or honestly on either side, because your backup plan was going to be Nate Thomas, he has had an abysmal camp. You can't really think that you're going to go straight away to Shelton or anything like that. So I think their backup plan is teams are going to release players, and I don't feel the best in the world about that.
Yeah, I do wonder if any of that money is kind of allocated mentally for, hey, we might have to go purchase a dude, or if some of that conversation isn't on the defensive side of the ball. Look, you know, Dak can do some special stuff, but what if we really need to ensure we have somebody there? Somebody said just move Guyton to right tackle and get it over with. That's no guarantee either.
And let me ask you.
Because that means you're moving Tyler out to left tackle and you're moving TJ Bass, and now your depth is gone. And again, top end talent is what the Cowboys have on most of their positions. The depth is the part that concerns me a lot.
And my question that goes along with that is, and do what with Terrence Steele? Because this has not gotten as much attention with the discussion about Quinnen and Pickens and this and that and the other, but they did restructure Terrence Steele's deal. Now, I think it was a friendly restructuring if you think he can remain a starting right tackle. But consider this. After this season, you are on the hook for $25.6 million in dead money on Terrence Steele, because when you restructured it, you gave him a pay cut, but you also accelerated more signing money and bonus money restructure money in there. And so you're stuck with him for longer now. Now, you could have made the move this year, and we asked about
that
in the offseason again and again and again. And everyone's like, nah, what are you going to do better than Terrence Steele? And so now, when you look at that problem, if you moved off of him now, it's a $34 million dead cap hit. I don't think they would, because worst case scenario, Terrence Steele would be your swing tackle. I mean, that's the most expensive swing tackle you can think of. But just remember, with that restructure, you are now married to Terrence Steele for a longer amount of time. So if you want to move over to right tackle Guyton, I just want to know what you're going to do with Steele, because that's an expensive bench piece.
So going to get a Taylor Decker would be a bad thing for you? Like, not for the year.
I don't think it's a bad thing. You just have to know you're going to have to eat it. But, like, if you're saying, hey, this is the year, that's why we got Von Miller, we think Caleb Downs is special, George Pickens is going to have the greatest year of his career. If you really believe all of that, then eat some S on your future salary cap to make the upgrade now. And I'll sit here and tell you, you thought you could have in 2 years when you're having to eat all of that. You're like, well, you thought you could do it. You made a run for it. Didn't work, or did work? Well, obviously, if it did work, then I won't care. But if it didn't work...
See, that's the thing.
You gave it a shot.
Is it a gamble?
It is a gamble.
He's the gambler, allegedly.
I don't think he's been the gambler for a really long time. But
if it works...
If it works...
As Von Miller said yesterday, not the Hall of Fame game stuff, Kevin. As Von Miller said yesterday, it'll be a holiday in Dallas.
Yes, absolutely.
Or Dow Worthington.
Okay, thank you for that.